starting the next session 5 minutes early. So to give our next speaker, Visarion Fiskipoulos.
Fiskipoulos. It's
okay. Okay, apologies. No, that's a hard name for me to say. Just to give him 5 more minutes because it's a really in-depth talk, which is basically velocity sampling efficiently from high dimensional distribution. So over to you.
Okay, thanks a lot. Okay, so today I will try to present this topic. I will give some brief background and then I will present the software that we have. So let's start of understanding the title. So what is a distribution? A distribution in, let's say, two-dimensional spaces, we can have a Gaussian distribution. So for example, here the points are a Gaussian distribution. And we would like to study truncated distribution. So you have points on the plane that are in Gaussian, and then you want to truncate with some shape. This shape can be convex or non-convex, or linear, non-linear. So here we have just a polygon. So another distribution, so this is in one dimension. We can have a function. This is a function that describes the distribution, which is, we call it log concave. And then we want to sample points. We truncate this distribution, and we want to sample points from minus 1 to 1. And this is the histogram that we compute. So imagine these objects in with more variables, then we have a high dimensional distribution, and we want to sample from this. So what is the main these are the objects that we want to study, and the problem is that we want to sample from this distribution. So let's say that you want to compute points. If you have a uniform distribution, you have a polygon, and you want to compute points. This is a simple example. You want to compute points that are filling your polygon. So apart from being a fundamental problem in mathematics and computer science, this sampling is a building block for if you want to do Monte Carlo integration and volume computation. So why is this interesting? Because there are many, many applications. So for example, in Bayesian inference, when you want to estimate parameters that have constraints, so the constraints now is this truncation that we saw, your polygon gives your constraints. Or if you want to do constraint optimization, this is a well-known example is linear programming. So you have a polytope and you want to optimize a function over there. Another area of application is in finance. In finance, we have when you have portfolios or you play stocks, then you have constraints. So constraints come from some market of, or constraints of constraints over the portfolios. There can be probabilities. And another application is in computational biology. So in metabolic networks, when you want to study the metabolism of organisms, then interestingly, you can model it with a high-dimensional polytope. This is a high-dimensional example of a polygon. And then the biologists want to sample from there, from some distribution. And this gives some information about the organism that you want to study the metabolism. So for finance and biology, I will give certain examples. I hope that this will be more clear in the next slide. So if we have a simple object, a simple geometric object like a triangle, or in higher dimensions we call it a simplex, or we have a hypercube, then it's easy to sample from there. We know how to sample. And you can do it also in high dimensions. So there are formulas for this. You just evaluate the formula and you have your points. But assume that you have something, a more strange shape. One way to sample from it is to compute a bounding box and then sample from the bounding box and say, okay, I will sample from the bounding box and then see how many points fall inside my object that I want to sample. Okay, in 2D this is fine, right? So you sample points, all these red and green points, and say, okay, how many points are the green ones, how many points are all of them, and then you can estimate the volume of your unknown object, or you can sample from it. It's the same problem. Okay, this shape in after a few dimensions, so if you draw this in 15 dimensions, you will not be able to compute a green point. You will sample from the box, and all points are red. Okay, so in high dimensions, we have to do something more clever if we want to sample from this unknown shape. Okay, and the solution to this is random walks. What's a random walk? You have a point inside your convex set, or the set that you want to sample from, and then you can move to a neighboring point, and you continue this procedure for many steps. Okay, so this can be analyzed as a Markov chain. I will skip all the details about analysis and if this chain converges or not. But just as a general idea, a random walk is computing points like walks inside your polytope. Okay, and the two examples here is this is a two-dimensional polygon, but you can do this also in non-convex shapes, non-linear shapes that are convex. You can also do it in non-convex shapes. Okay, so let me now give some examples of some walks that we use also in practice, and these are implemented in our package. So I will not discuss about the algorithm. I will try to explain it in simple words. So assume that you learn how to play billiard. When you start playing a billiard, you take you can hit the ball with not a lot of power, so because you are learning billiard, so your ball will be moving inside the big table little by little, so you're learning how to play billiard. So this is can remind us of this walk. This is the first walk, the most simple walk, which is called ball walk. So you have a point, you compute a ball with some certain radius, and then you move randomly in this ball with some probability. If the new point is inside our convex body, we keep it, otherwise we throw it away. And then you continue likewise in the next step. So you are here, you compute again a new ball, you sample randomly, and you move. So this is the ball walk. This is one basic walk. You probably know, maybe you know, the Metropolis-Hastings algorithm, which is has a long history. This is the variant of ball walk without constraints. So if you do this without the constraints, if you have a point, you compute a ball, and you move there with some probability, this is the Metropolis-Hastings algorithm. Okay, now assume that you are becoming a better player in billiard, and you want to shoot the balls with more power. Okay, now you are shooting in lines, so you can shoot a ball further away in your table. You are more confident. So this reminds us of the next walk, which is a hit and run. So you are in a point inside your convex body. You compute a random line, this randomly draw randomly from a ball here, a random direction. This defines a line. You take the segment which is inside your polytope, and then you move on this segment. Then you draw another line randomly, and you move there on this segment. So this is a more advanced way to move in your polytope, because you can go intuitively, you can imagine that you can go further away. So the walk can converge faster. So in practice, converges faster. Okay, and now that we can assume that you're even more advanced, you learn billiard even better, so you want to do something like this. You want to throw your ball and then also hit in the borders and do some trajectory reflections. Okay, this is called the billiard walk. So you have a point, you select the direction randomly again, and you shoot it there with some length. So the length is a parameter of this walk. So your next point will follow the trajectories and end up in some other direction, in some other position inside your convex body. Okay, this is called the billiard walk. Okay, just a small comment here that there are even more advanced walks where you can hit your you can move inside the body with some curvature. So here all the trajectories are linear, but you can also follow some curved trajectory. And the name of the walk is the Hamiltonian Monte Carlo walk, which is based on Hamiltonian dynamics. I will not present it here. Okay, now one question that comes in mind is how many steps should I do in order to have a point which is random? So this is an experiment with the walks that I presented to you. The first row is the ball walk, the second and the third is the hit and run, and the third is the billiard walk, which where you have also reflections. In the beginning, we have our walk with a very small step. You can see that the ball walk cannot converge. But if you give them more steps for a point to converge, then your sampling is better. So here we try to sample uniformly from a high-dimensional cube. The cube is 200 dimensions, and this is just a projection in 3D. So hit and run is a bit better, and interestingly, the billiard walk, even with one step, can converge. So even one step of a billiard walk can have a point that is well, you can see it as a random point. Okay, but in general, let's say that you implement this. It's not possible to draw pictures and see if our points are nicely distributed. Of course, there are theoretical bounds for all these walks, or for most of them, that tells you, okay, that the point, if you run this random walk for some bound on the number of the dimensions, the point will converge. But as many of you probably know, in these theoretical bounds, there are huge constants, so they are not practical. What we do in practice, we can apply some statistical tests, like the effective sample size or the potential scale reduction factor. So these are tests from statistics that you can use to see if your points are randomly distributed according to the distribution you want to sample. And a challenge here is